Hey there, everyone. Listeners, juicers, robots. That's a Discord joke. Welcome to my second, I think last time I called it Transparent Reflections, but this time I'm calling it Taste the Juice. If you're not watching the Table Talk call-in show featuring me and Adam Bell, and you're not a part of Juice Nation, I don't know what to tell you. You should probably become a part of Juice Nation. But here we are. It's been almost 6 months since I started doing the Draw Your Dice podcast, so I figured it would be just about time to talk about how things are going, sort of give a report to everyone who likes the show and wishes for my successes, and we can take this journey together. So I wrote a little index card situation here to remind myself what I want to talk about. Maybe some other things will spawn off of that. As a reminder, this is a stream of consciousness sort of event. This is very unedited, and I don't intend to edit it because, you know, life is unedited sometimes. But how has it been? How's it been going? How has Draw Your Dice, the podcast, been going? Great. It's been amazing. I think in the last one I said I get to meet so many cool people, and that still remains true. I am getting to interview and getting a lot of insight from different creators and entrepreneurs in the scene, and it's just so beautiful to form relationships with people inside the community. It's all very, you know, some are more parasocial than others, and that's okay. I'm not trying to force anyone to be my friend, but I think what's nice is that I get to see all the different sides of the industry, or at least the indie scene that I'm exposed to, and I always want that circle to grow, and not just for me, but also for listeners out there. Here are some stat things, I guess. If you don't like numbers, content warning for numbers right here for like the next 30 or 40 seconds or so. So as of May 12th, I am currently sitting at 3.3k total downloads for the podcast, which is very cool. I never thought I would break like 1K in this amount of time, and it has been phenomenal with all the support that everyone's giving, really getting people to listen to this, because the whole purpose behind this thing is A, for me to selfishly learn about game design without having to pay for some sort of crazy course or go back to college or anything like that, but also I wish the same for anyone that's listening to the show too. Being able to read all these incredible games by different designers, being exposed to their philosophies, being exposed to any hardships they might be having, and yeah, I think it's been an amazing, amazing journey so far, an amazing ride, and I hope that I intend for the ride to continue, speaking with specificity and intent here. And yeah, I've met a lot of incredible new guests. My sort of interview circle is starting to extend beyond the Brain Trust, which I love the Brain Trust, and they always hold a special place in my heart, but that is just one pocket dimension of the many pocket dimensions in which the indie tabletop space exists, and I want to make sure that I'm planeswalking to each and every one of those. That's a Magic the Gathering reference. If you don't know what planeswalking is, go Wikipedia it. So what's been going on? A lot has been going on. I've accumulated a bunch of interests in starting this podcast about things that I maybe have always wanted to do, or things that I've done like in my childhood or in my college career and everything like that. And I have some things that I'm looking to start poking at over the next couple of months. The first is being an actual play showrunner. So for those who may not know exactly what a showrunner does, they are sort of the sort of narrative direction slash project manager slash, this is in the traditional like film and television scene, but basically they are sort of the guide for a television series and like, okay, we have to book these dates for recording. Is this still on track for like, they work with the writers in terms of like, is this still on track for the kind of show we want to produce for the network, etc. So for me on an actual play, I eventually want to be able to cultivate sort of a network. I know that Wizards of the Coast slash D&D Division has their own like Twitch channel where they have a bunch of different shows on over the course of the week. I would love to do something like that for a bunch of different indie games. I would love to help raise funds for those games to get those actors paid, to get the GMs paid, to get any support staff paid. What I essentially aim to do, like the pie in the sky reverse engineer end goal, is to create a network where someone could pitch a show to me or any of my staff if I ever have one, of like, hey, we want to do this thing on your network, would you be open for a season of that? I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's figure out how to make that happen. Let's look at the budget, let's look at the cool things we can do, and I would love to bring that to fruition. So I'm starting the works in that, starting to learn about a lot of different pieces of that. For me, that's not necessarily going to be like live actual plays. I think there are a lot of live actual plays out there. And I think there's sort of a missed space for combining the pre-produced TV show and an actual play. So what do I mean by that? There is a couple of audio drama slash actual plays. There's Friends at the Table, and there's another show called Dark Dice by Full and Scholar Productions, and then also sort of some inspirations from how Dimension 20 handles their D&D events, minus like the second season of Fantasy High. But essentially doing sort of like a pre-record, tape the show, do a lot of cool like curated editing in terms of like sound design or visuals or overlays or something like that, and producing a really polished product for viewer consumption. There are a couple reasons why I like this, why this is sort of my first thought of doing it this way, is because one, it takes a lot of the online pressure off of players. Now, I know that their actual plays were sort of seems seamless in its creation and its role play, but you know, people run into technical issues like cameras and mics and internet and all this stuff all the time, and sometimes that can stress people out. So what I like about it is that it sort of eases off the public eye and allows people to restate things, clarify things. The second thing that I really like about it is that while the actors are role-playing, I've seen in some cases that the actors engage with the chat in a minute way. Maybe there are other actual plays that I'm not aware of that do use like their online chat very effectively with their games, but I think it'd be really cool to create sort of a pre-produced show and allow for the cast to watch alongside with the audience, and the audience can react and they can react, and I think that would create a very cool like community moment for people. The sort of last thing that I find particularly interesting about doing like a pre-produced actual play version is that I'm sort of getting more and more interested in sound design, and I would love to do, or I am doing, sort of motion Foley work for some other projects that I am getting hip to, or projects that I'm thinking about starting where I really want to create that cultivated listening experience, alongside improving my own podcast and sort of weaning off some of the automated processes I pay for so that I can put a little bit more manual love into it, curate that, and have it be a little cheaper for me. So that's sort of what's been going on. As far as Draw Your Dice is concerned, I would also, so this next quarter three of interviews is really aimed to be all female. I just suddenly dawned on me, like, last week as of me recording this, that I have a lot of, I mean, nothing wrong with any of the guests that I've had, but there has not been a strong female voice presence in the show. So moving forward, there's going to be a big bulk of female designers that I want to bring onto the show, just to showcase that there are so many varied voices out there, and then really try to keep that bag mixed as far as that is concerned. Hopefully I can tone it down and edit it out. It seems like someone's cutting their lawn, so I apologize if you can hear that. But for the show, that's definitely something I intend to execute on, because I think it's only fair. I think it's only fair that we involve as many different types of voices as possible. The current sort of business direction of the show is that just have to think about how to turn this into a career. What can I do to start to earn dollars with the show? I think crowdfunding was sort of a cart before the horse situation. I have a Ko-fi and a Venmo that I put out for people, but I think that requires quite a large following to really reap the benefits of from. So in the future, you may start hearing some, like, sponsored ads or things that only I care about. You're not going to hear any ads from me about goddamn Purple Mattress or Squarespace, I promise. I'm just not about it. If I do end up finding out that that's happening on my episodes due to, like, Red Circle auto-filling it, I'm going to figure it out how to not have that happen. But if anyone wants to do sponsor spots for their games, for upcoming Kickstarters, for personal work, like if you're support staff, if you're like a lawyer that specifically helps the tabletop space, if you're a sound designer, or if you're, you know, if you sort of want a personal plug for your company or your publishing company or something like that, feel free to reach out. You can find all of my information for contact in my link tree, which is attached to every one of these episodes, so definitely feel free to check that out. But for the listeners and the juicers and the bots out there, I want to make this a job. I want to keep doing it, but it does cost something to do it, along with softwares, equipment, my time, the time I could be spending doing maybe something else. Not that I want to, but you know, it's all worth something, and, you know, as long as I live in America, I have to play the capitalist game, so at some point, you may hear ads appear on future episodes, or past episodes. I don't exactly know how I'm going to make that work, but I am looking for that, and I want you all to be aware of that. So that's sort of the current direction of the show. I'm still game designing. I know I haven't put out a kaleidoscope situation in a long time, mainly because I was kind of stuck with it and in a rut. Game design is hard for me personally, writing it. I get caught up in my own mind a lot, imposter syndrome things. However, I did finish my first write-up for something, a supplement for something. I have not personally published it because the game's fulfillment is not out, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about what that game is at this exact moment. I was a stretch goal for the game, if you're aware of what the game is. I don't want to take any chances of saying something I shouldn't say, but or talking about what it is. But I finished my first product, and I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud that it wasn't a lot. It was like 350 words, but it was definitely like a barrier breaker in that, ooh, wow, I actually finished something. So that's exciting. Current games I'm working on, there's this really cool game currently called Drifter. It's based on Hyperlight Drifter. It's being written by Metalweave Games and Andreas Walters, along with some other support staff that Andreas has. And I love the concept of the game. I'm looking to sort of combine a Drifter slash D&D sort of effect and allow for people to have another alternative to resolution mechanics in terms of just the D&D like plus minus modifier situation. So that's something that I'm currently working on. I've also been really thinking about how to execute and teach people about like story narratives and character arcs. So I'm thinking about doing a game that helps with that. And I think that might be folded into the Drifter D&D crossover. Maybe it's something completely different. I'm sort of kind of vibing with that right now. The other issue with why I don't finish anything is because I have 10 million ideas and I can't ever decide on which one to work on. So eventually I hope to get some ash cans out there. If unfamiliar, ash can is just as explained to me, is sort of like a basic idea of a game that you put out there that's mildly functional and allows you to get the idea across. What is the future of Draw Your Dice as I see it right now? I think that eventually there will be some sort of rebrand, because I started the show as just talking about game designers. And over time, I think that entrepreneurism combined with game design to help empower people to make game design their career is important. And so I think eventually this will build out into also including like the support staff of the tabletop scene. Publishers, freelance writers, artists, business tips and tricks, demystifying business practices, how to demand what you're worth and the value of what you're doing, how do you leverage your experience, talk about like resumes for the tabletop space, like for the show running stuff. I'm gonna try to put out an article about a resume I developed and like what I would love to see is like a producer slash showrunner of an actual play as I'm building a cast, if people want to do like casting calls. So I think that would be very cool. That was an idea brought on by Jeff Stormer a long, long while back. I think in February I kind of proposed the idea and Jeff talked about it a little bit as well. But yeah, that is kind of what's going on with me and the channel. I'm excited for summer. I've been working out a lot to get in volleyball shape because I watched Haikyuu and I can't stop thinking about volleyball things as an activity. But also staying relatively fit as well, because I've been doing a lot of sitting recently. And yeah, just learning and doing every day. So just small recap, it's been going great. Numbers are cool. All the stats are sweet to look at, but I don't get really wrapped up in that sort of stuff. And looking to make money with everything, eventually, somehow. You know, I, on average, command 50 listeners. So, you know, that's 50 ears someone could use to get their product out there. I want to learn sound design things, motion foley things, learn how to be a showrunner, executing on that stuff literally as we speak. The current direction of the show is to kind of get myself some dollars somehow. I did a cool bundle on itch.io, the Q1 bundle, where you can get at a reduced 22%. All of my first 12 guests on the DYD podcast. I'll be doing more bundles like that over the course of the year so that you can, you know, listen to an episode, follow along, talk about, you know, read the game as the game is being talked about. So I think that's cool. And kind of optimizing that. And then, you know, I got to figure out Twitter. Twitter is... social media is hard for me. I don't always like to be attached to my phone, and sometimes I get real lazy about it. But I've been doing some homework about how to engage with platforms and get myself out there in a organic and not, like, discourse way. You can definitely fast track your growth by doing some weird discourse stuff on social media, but I don't, that's not how I want to do the damn thing. So, definitely want to breed a positive space for that. Yeah, I think that's everything. I think that's all that's on my stream of consciousness. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JeremyGage5. Hopefully, eventually, I get like a more official at symbol to make it easier to find me. But there's that. You can, if you like what I'm doing and do want to do the crowdfund stuff to prove that I didn't put the cart before the horse, feel free to donate over on Ko-fi or on Venmo. I have both of those links in my link tree. Check out, please, one, I know this is at the end, and it should probably have been at the beginning, but one really important thing to me is please go check out the guests if you're not. It's one of the biggest reasons why I make this show is to showcase people. And those people also are doing something they love, and some of them want to do this as a career. Please support them. Please go buy the games for what they're asking for, because that's what it means to them. And it's, they all have really cool things to say about design. I don't think I've had a game on here yet that I like have found any reason to not promote. And honestly, I don't think I will. I mean, that's a really big statement, but I truly believe in a lot of the things I've talked about with people, and they all have really good things to teach us about game design. So please, please, please go check out every guest that I've had on here. They all deserve your attention. And I know we only have so much attention to give, but God damn it, I'm at 36 episodes now and more to come of my 52. Just do it. Just go check them out. Just go check out everyone. They're great. Feel free to come over and join the Discord server, the DYD house. It's constantly changing all the time. It's sort of the Shining situation as more and more rooms appear and we need more and more places for specific conversations. But I'm here to cultivate a very positive and joint experience where people just help people. And also bullshit. It's fun to just find people to connect with and bullshit too. It doesn't always have to be professional based. So yeah, thank you for listening. If you're excited about anything in particular, let me know over on Twitter. Let me know in the Discord server. If you have any ideas from what I talked about today, I would love to talk with you about it. So please do that. As always, I have been Jeremy Gage, and I will catch you next time.